God, look at that. Is it ever going to stop snowing? I don't know, babe. It's pretty, but the car is not going to dig itself out of there. Yeah, of course it's me. I guess that's why you keep me around, huh? Tease. Well, I guess you got your perks too. Multiple ones. Ones that you just love to wave in my face at any opportunity. Case in point. Not that I'm complaining. Having you in my lap is always a treat. And I'll take anything of you I can get. Yeah. Even if it means I have to sit through another Hallmark movie about the spirit of Christmas and all that junk. I mean, okay, yeah, one or two is fine, but babe, we started watching them in mid-October. Before Halloween. Hey, look, all I'm saying is there's gotta be a line between tradition and unhealthy seasonal obsession. I mean, they were all right, I guess. Okay, name one. Okay, that one I liked, but it had Queen Latifah in it, and it was set up to be great, so... Yeah, that was the only reason. Come on, Christmas is over, let me live. There's a whole world of other movies we can watch now. Well, For some reason, Ratatouille is the only thing coming to mind. Hey, look, it's top-tier stuff. Gotta love how that little rat just cooks, you know, with his whole heart. That and, you know, the pulling on someone's hair to control them. Something about that, you know? I feel like you get it. Yeah, you specifically. What if I do mean something by it? Now, baby doll, don't get something started if you're not ready to finish it right this second. Oh, God. Can you believe we've been together for 6 months? It went by that fast, huh? You know, I remember when we met, and it was just kind of surreal. I saw you from across that cafe, and I just had to talk to you. I know. Yeah, you were working on something, and I just didn't want to be that creepy person who pitched themselves to a stranger at a cafe. But you had the sweetest determined expression on your face. God. I just had to know you. I know, I get it. It's weird. It's kind of weird, I know. But can you blame me? You look so damn cute. And it turned out well, didn't it? And now here we are. And I wouldn't have it any other way. It's been a hell of a fucking year, too. And you're probably the best thing that could have happened to me. Okay, not probably. Definitely. Cliche, I know, but I just think about what a mess everything else is, and how unbelievably lucky I am to have you. No, you're not getting up. You sat yourself on my lap, and you're gonna listen to me tell you how incredible you are. Hiding your face in my shoulder isn't gonna stop it from happening, sweetheart. You gonna look at me or what? Okay, well, you can hear the muffled version then. First of all, you're fucking gorgeous. So beautiful. Yes, you are, baby. I still can't believe out of all those goons, you chose me. The weirdo who had the questionable guts to ask you out. God, have you seen you? Do you know how far above my league you are? I am 1,000% sure that half the people who stare at us on the street just wonder how in the hell I managed to snag you, and the other half's just wondering how they can take you for themselves. I mean, that's sweet and all, but let's be real here. You're the hot one in this relationship. I'll happily admit it. I'll scream it from the rooftops. No, I'm not done. Sorry, not sorry. You're stuck with me. It has to be said. You're so sweet. So considerate. You can't even deny it. God, you're just so wholesome. I love watching you interact with, well, I don't know, anyone. And the amount of times I've seen you go out of your way just to make someone's day better. I don't even think you know how much it means to them. You're so damn smart, too. Sometimes too smart. And talented. I'm not saying you're Little Miss Perfect, but you're close. Just the whole package, you know? And I think you know this already, but I just really want to say it. Come here. I'm serious this time. Look at me. There you are. Sweetheart. Honey. Baby girl. I love you. I love you so much. I know. I'm still trying to wrap my head around it. Yeah, just give me a couple weeks. A few months. A year. I don't know. We'll see how long it takes. But seriously, the only way I can reconcile it in my brain is to take care of you the best I can. I love making you laugh and smile. I love making you feel good, taking care of you. Whether it be in the day-to-day, innocent kind of way, making you dinner or taking you out, or in the entirely obscene way that makes you bite your lip. I do love taking care of you. I sincerely hope you weren't planning on doing anything anytime soon, because I'm not letting go of you for the next 2 hours, at least. Oh, good. I love you. God, I'm so in love with you. And I can't imagine spending this winter break any other way. Happy New Year, sweetheart. Let's make it a good one.